when we're mixing guitars, we high pass at like 100, 110.
Phenomenal question. Thank you for asking, and I appreciate you tagging me in that video. Let's do a deep dive. I literally just finished a lesson plan on this that I'm going to be teaching for class full students in like a couple of months. So let's deep dive. So to recap the question, why are we high passing or low cutting guitars when we mix them, especially if like their fundamental frequency for some of their lower strings, like the low E is like 82 hertz or 82 point something hertz, and then like if you're drop tuned, it's going to be even lower than that. Like, why are we just chopping off all that low end information? Short answer to this is that the stuff that takes up the low end frequency space in your mix doesn't really like to compete with anything else for that low end frequency space. But truth be told, like the same is true with almost any instrument in a mix. Like there is usually a spot in that frequency spectrum that it likes to kind of occupy and take up space in and plant its flag. And it kind of uses that as a way to feature like what it brings to the song, to the mix. All right, and this is kind of a fun exercise too. Do this at home. I'm not gonna play anything through the phone because it just won't translate, but do this at home. Like pull up some guitar tracks that you were recently working on. And then find yourself just, it doesn't even have to be a fancy plugin. This is just a stock plugin. Just find yourself a low pass filter. So, where you're cutting everything off below 100 hertz. And you can even see that little frequency curve. Like, listen to just those frequencies. And then now you can hear exactly what's happening in that low frequency space. And then you can ask yourself, do I really need to include some of those sub frequencies and super low end frequencies that are in the guitar tone, even though that might be the fundamental frequency of the lowest note that you're playing? Is it adding to the mix, or is it actually just convoluting the space that I really want my bass guitar to occupy? All right, and I'm going to end on a little bit of a tip for mixing like heavier guitars. It doesn't work for every genre, but for like down-tuned, like kind of chuggy, palm muting, those kind of guys, lots of low-end information, I'm going to high pass that. 80 hertz, 120 hertz, whatever it needs for the song. And then I'm going to explore the mid-range of the guitar tone. That is really where I feel like the secret lies. And there's this frequency somewhere in there sometimes where it's like the snarl or the bite or the attack. There's no number for that frequency, but it's somewhere in the mids that if you can find a way to get that to be featured, it can define your low end. It's kind of like how like when you're mixing a kick drum and like the snap frequencies of the kick drum, like the higher frequencies can actually give you those like perceived like low end punch, like same kind of thing. Boosting the mids or finding the mids to feature in a guitar track can actually help you define the low end information in the guitar. It can help a lot. So explore that.